Warning: the following content contains adult language, graphic depictions of violence, adult themes, and is not suitable for younger audiences. Listener's discretion is advised.
I don't know what the heck that was, but I don't think it followed us. Holy crap.
I think it's safe to say that's definitely haunted. Well, that's enough for me.
You can say that again, babe.
We'll see you on the next one, Insomniacs.
Don't forget, if we get 100,000 subscribers, we'll let you guys pick our next fine, shivering, spirit-swarming, sleepless sight.
So spooky. But until then, I'm Jenny.
And I'm Jay.
And we're Sleepless with Spirits. Don't forget to like, comment,
and of course, subscribe.
Maybe we should replace Shelly.
What? How can you suggest that?
Our subscriber count has barely moved the past couple of vids. I think if we get some fresh editing, it might just be what we need to push us to the next level.
Well, maybe. But she's been with us since the beginning.
But we can't let ourselves be held back for her either.
Maybe we can talk to her? If we give her suggestions, I'm sure she can change it up for us.
You can talk to her. The less I have to, the better.
She's just going through a bit of a thing right now.
Whatever the hell she's going through, you can deal with her. She's your friend, after all.
Fine, but that means you're gonna give her a chance.
Fine. What is it now?
If this couple were any more phony, they could charge me to provide service for my Samsung.
Fuck that douche.
213 likes.
Whatever. Doesn't mean shit.
More likes than the last one had.
Those jackasses can think whatever they want, long as they subscribe.
I'm going to bed.
Make sure to talk to Shelly in the morning.
Sure. Hello?
Jenny, have you seen?
What? Did something happen?
Oh, yes. Praise be. We've hit 100,000 subs.
Wait, what?
I know. It's so exciting. And they've already picked the place they want you guys to go. I've already started researching it.
Overnight? How is that even possible?
Is Jay with you?
No, he went out to his parents.
You didn't go with him?
No, just wasn't feeling very well last night.
Hopefully nothing too serious.
I'll be fine. Anyway, I'll tell Jay when he gets back this morning.
Oh, good. Let me know when he gets there. I want to come over and talk to you guys about it.
Sure. I'll let you know when he gets in.
Great. I'll see you later then. May his indescribable blessings be upon you.
Yeah. You too, Shelly.
Speak with you later.
Wake up, Jay. We gotta talk.
Holy shit! We did it!
I think it's weird.
I told you. It's gotta be some algorithm thing. Anyway, who gives a shit? We hit our first 100K!
I just want to be sure it's not some weird fluke thing.
Jesus, can't you just be fucking happy about this?
Of course I'm fucking happy.
Could've fooled me.
What the fuck ever.
We need to make a response video.
Now?
Yeah, now. If all of these new subs are in a different country, we should try to be as close to their time zone as possible. I don't want to risk losing momentum.
Fine.
We'll do it off my phone real quick. Let's lay in the bed.
Why can't we just sit in front of the computer?
Because it makes more sense for us to be in bed.
Ugh. Fine. Let's just get this over with.
What's up, Insomniacs? It's Jay.
And Jenny.
And we just wanted to say a very special thank you. We did it.
We most certainly did. And that's all thanks to all of you.
We hit 100,000.
Woo-woo!
Hell yeah! Woo, babe! So, as promised for a thank you, We will be going to the location of your choosing.
And wouldn't you know it? With all the new subs, we got a flood of comments for where you want us to go.
That's right. So due to popular demand, our next Sleepless with Spirits will be at the Lassiter compound.
Ooh, sounds super spooky to me.
So we'll see you there, Insomniacs. Until then, I'm Jay.
And I'm Ginny.
And we're Sleepless with Spirits. Don't forget to like, comment, and of course subscribe.
All right, I'll get this uploaded.
Sure.
You ever heard of this place?
Shelly said she'd be looking into it. She'll be coming over a little later.
Fine, if she can give us more insight. I think we're gonna change it up for this one. If we want to stay relevant, we gotta up our game. We'll use the new equipment and get some actual camera work going this time.
Maybe we could have Shelly work the camera for us. Oh, come on. It'll allow us to focus on being hosts, and she'll be able to get better shots of both of us. And it would be a change from our norm.
I guess you're right. Well, Shelly might be a better camera operator than an editor.
Sounds good. Hey, Shelly.
Good morning, Jenny. Jay.
Hey, you got some info for us?
Oh, yes. Let me set up my laptop and I can share what I found.
Of course. Let's go to the office.
We can set up in the kitchen.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
I'll go grab my laptop real quick.
Sounds good, babe. So what you got?
So much. Should we wait for Jenny? I really want her to hear this too.
She'll be right back. Just go ahead.
All right. The Lassiter compound was the place Waylon Lassiter started. The Church of Nameless Children.
Nameless? Sounds like a good way to dehumanize your followers.
No, the disciples weren't nameless. It was their God. So ancient, they believed it existed before language itself. And words themselves were too meager to ever hope to put a name to it.
Wouldn't any God exist before language?
What'd I miss?
Not much, just some coke nut who thought his God was too good for a name.
What? Were all the good ones taken?
Right?
It was a bit more complicated than that.
Can you send me the links to what you're looking at?
Sure.
Was that all you had?
Of course not. I found a couple of audio clips of Waylon Lassiter.
Oh, shit. You should have started with that. Let's hear the fire and brimstone crap this psycho has for us.
These are trying times, my children. Trying times indeed. The tainted souls beyond these walls wish to see our end. They would have everything we built with our hands, our sweat, and our faith, torn down to its very foundations and buried, so deep no eyes would ever witness it again. They would leave us broken and without worship. They would tear the very faith from our hearts if they had their way. And why? Why do they so desperately want us gone? Because they are ignorant. And what do they say? Ignorance is bliss. Huh. You and I both know, my children, the only bliss this world has to offer is being in the service of our Lord of Nameless Miracles. We are blessed by our Lord's great knowledge. And what scares the ignorant? Knowledge! Knowledge that would render everything they think would know as false. So fear not, my children, for we are blessed with our Lord's truth. And that is the greatest weapon we wield against the tainted slanderers and liars who look down upon us as sheep with the eyes of wolves. But tell me, children, are we sheep?
No, Father!
Are we ignorant?
No, Father!
Are we afraid?
No, Father!
Of course not, because our Lord is not a shepherd. Our Savior knows no ignorance, and our Lord most certainly knows no fear. Our faith shall not go unrewarded, and their tainted souls shall not go unpunished. They are the ones that are afraid of his great truth, which means they will fear us.
That's pretty disturbing.
Sounds like your standard cult asshole rhetoric to me.
He believed the nameless God could be called to our existence through tributes of blood.
You mean sacrifices?
Yes. Sacrifices.
Jesus!
Is it really that surprising?
No, not that. After the denial to disband upon the requirement of local politicians, law enforcement began a raid on the compound, which under suspicious details led to the discovery of 94 bodies believed to be all members of the church. Waylon Laster's body was amongst them.
Just more terrible shit to add to the list of things done in the name of a god. Or in the non-name, I guess.
And the cause of death was never determined, but there were accounts of hearing gunfire from locals in the area. Lots of speculation. It was a government mass execution and cover-up.
Government pigs getting away with whatever they please?
Yeah, can't say I'm much more of a fan of government assholes over cultist ones.
Anyway, this was the final sermon of Waylon Lassiter.
The time is close at hand, my children. Even now, the first steps are being taken towards the great reckoning. Our faith shall bear the sweetest of fruit, as all our good work comes to fruition. So rejoice, children! Soon we shall come face to face with our great Lord, and all the tainted heathens who have tried tearing us down shall face judgment. Yes, rejoice indeed, children, for we shall walk as one with our Lord, and the hell the tainted shall be made to suffer will be unfathomable. The wailing shall be the choir song to our Lord's victory. Rejoice, for we shall bathe in the agony and the glory soon enough.
Jesus.
Oh man, we need to edit some of that into the final video. It'll boost our views for sure.
Maybe we should reconsider this one. I mean, this is heavier than anything we've ever messed with.
I know. That's what makes it perfect. This will elevate us to places we never could have dreamed.
I'm serious, Jay. I have a bad feeling about this one.
Really? I'm surprised you didn't get warm and fuzzies for the cult zealot.
This isn't a joke.
No, it's not. It's the breakthrough we've been waiting for, on the line.
I think it would disappoint a lot of the fans, Jin.
That's an understatement. It could kill the channel going back on a promise like that.
Okay, but that reminds me, Shelley, Jay and I were wondering if you'd want to come along and do the camera work for this one.
Oh my, that would be wonderful. I've always wanted to go out with you guys.
That's what I'm talking about. So then, how far is this place?
It's about an 8.5-hour drive.
Sounds like we're on a road trip this weekend.
That's fast, even for us.
Well, gotta strike while the iron's hot, right?
I'm definitely free to go. Also, I want to ask you guys, what do you think about doing a live stream for this one?
Holy shit, you're a genius. That could really set us apart from the competition.
I was talking with one of my friends about streaming before. I can hit her up to see if she'd be down to come with, if you guys are okay with her tagging along.
If she can get that going for us, then the more the merrier.
Wonderful. Well then, I'll get going and try to get a hold of her. I'll let you guys know what she says. I'll be on my way. Lots to get ready for the road trip.
Thank you so much for all the help, Shelley.
Of course, Jin. You know how much this show means to me, too. I know we'll be blessed in this endeavor.
Right. Well, then keep us posted on your friend, and we'll see you Saturday.
Will do. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Of course. We'll see you then.
Yeah, we'll be getting real sleepless on Saturday for sure. Bye.
I need out of this car.
We're almost there.
Can't we stop somewhere beforehand?
Sure, as soon as we can find a place that isn't closed down.
Jeez, is this a ghost town or what?
The Children of Waylon Massacre left this place off in a bad way.
Yeah, I can imagine. I know I wouldn't want to live anywhere near the place.
I don't know. This place seems pretty peaceful without the people.
Fuck, where the hell did he come from?
Were you speeding?
Well, you were complaining about needing to get out.
Oh, so this is my fault then.
Whatever. Great. Backwoods Sheriff on an empty road.
Damn pig.
License and registration.
Here you go, officer. So why'd you pull us over?
Now, where are you kids headed this evening?
We're going to...
The Fuller Plains. We heard it's a beautiful spot to camp under the stars.
That's so. Well, you heard correct, little miss. Quite a sight to behold indeed out there.
Glad to hear it wasn't over-exaggerated. So, are we not too far from them?
Not too far at all, miss. About 20 miles or so down the road, when you pass an old compound on the right, you're about halfway to the dirt road that'll take you on out to the plains. Now, if you need to stop, there's a rest area about 5 miles before you hit that road you'll take. I'd recommend not stopping anywhere near that compound, though. It's private property, and pretty dangerous. Had some disappearances happen in there, and I'd hate for anything bad to happen to you kids. You get me?
Oh yeah, of course. Definitely wouldn't want that.
Yes, thank you, officer. You've been so helpful.
Of course, little miss. You kids are good to go. Just stay out of trouble, you hear?
Will do. Great thinking, Tess. Dumbass sheriff didn't even mention the speeding.
I looked into the area. Figured it never hurts to be familiar.
Disappearances? No one said shit about disappearances.
Oh, come on. He's just trying to scare us from going in there.
Seriously? You just want to brush that off?
It's obviously working on you.
I'm looking it up. Great. No fucking service out here? Of course.
Wait, seriously? Tess, is this going to be a problem for the stream?
I was worried about that. I'll have to see what I can do when we get there.
Damn it! Hopefully we can still get that going.
Jesus, can you think about anything else for one damn second?
Will you calm down? It's gonna be fine.
This feels more and more like a stupid slasher movie, and we're the dumbass teens who'd end up as somebody's lampshade.
Haha! Will you listen to yourself? That's in the movies, Jenny. We're influencers, and we have a responsibility to our followers.
You know what? I'm getting really tired of this.
I'm getting tired of you being so goddamn ridiculous. Tell me, what you want to do exactly? Turn around and drive all the way back home right now? Waste our money, gas, and time? Not to mention kill our channel.
All will be well, Jenny.
Yeah, just a lazy redneck sheriff. Hoping a harrowing lie will do his job for him.
Don't be that way. We're about to start Sleepless with Spirit's biggest moment. You'll see. Well, welcome to our home for the night, ladies. Man, get a load of this place.
Definitely not making me feel any better.
Shelly, get the camera ready. Jenny, Tess, keep a lookout while I cut the lock.
Just hurry up. Come on.
All right, Shelly, you ready?
Whenever you are.
Perfect. Jenny, let's get an introduction from us. After that, we'll face forward. Shelly, get a good shot afterwards of us driving in.
Got it.
Hey, Insomniacs. It's Jay.
And Jenny.
Well, you asked for it, and we're bringing it to you. We're getting Sleepless with Spirits tonight here at the Lassiter Compound.
Have to say, out of all the places we've been, this one takes the creepy cake.
You can say that again. Well, you didn't get us to 100K just for us to look at the place. So shall we, babe?
Let's head on in.
Spook City.
Spooky doesn't begin to cover it. All right, Insomniacs, we're gonna set up and we'll see you in a bit.
Oh yeah, that was awesome.
Gonna close the gate and throw the chain back on, just in case that sheriff does a drive-by.
Wow, to get into character and nail a take without rehearsal?
I told you, they're good, right?
Just lots of practice is all.
We'll get the car out of sight and start exploring.
The closest buildings to the entrance are the school and the clinic.
Oh, both good choices. What you feeling, Jen?
I don't care.
School it is. Let's get unloaded before we burn the rest of our daylight. Okay, we all ready?
Good to go here. What about you, Tess?
Yeah, I'm all set. Let's get a move on.
All right, Insomniacs, we're here at our first stop in the Corrupted Compound of Crazies, the school for the children of Wayland. What do you say, babe? Ready to sit in on some cultist calculus?
I'm looking forward to the zealot life science.
Well, let's see what's on the Lassiter lesson plan for us. Man, this place is a lot bigger than I thought it'd be.
And creepier.
Well, since this compound is so big, that's what she said. Jenny and I are going to be splitting up and exploring the school separately.
What?
Shelly, cut.
Got it.
What the hell do you mean we're splitting up?
Look, it gives us more content having two different perspectives of the place. It's also a nice change of pace. Might help our numbers.
I don't care about that. You know I'm doing my best not to freak out for the show. and the only thing helping me is being with everyone.
Jesus Christ, we'll still be in the same building. Plus, Shelly will be right there with you.
That cop said there were disappearances here, Jay.
We've been over this already.
No, you choose to ignore it. You assumed it was a lie, but what if it wasn't?
Come on. How many haunted places have we been to where people have disappeared and they're all just empty fucking buildings? This place is no different.
Can you stop being such a dismissive asshole for once?
Hey, guys. You guys should have a drink and take a breather.
Jenny, I understand your concern, but I really do think there's nothing to worry about.
So you're just gonna take a side?
Not at all. However, I think you both have valid points. I thought splitting up might be a possibility. And with the condition of the cell service being unknown, I thought these might come in handy.
Are those...
walkie-talkies? Why, yes, they are. We'll be able to stay in contact with these. Shelly and I will carry them so you guys can focus on recording the show.
You're a genius, Tess.
Trust me, I know.
That's a great idea. We can check in with each other on a regular basis.
There you go, Jen. That should make you feel better about separating, right?
Fine, let's get this over with.
Atta girl. All right, Shelly, let's take it from we're splitting up.
Got it.
All right, 3, 2, 1, and... Jenny and I are going to be splitting up to cover more ground in the school. All right, you ready to learn about our nameless Lord and Savior, Insomniacs? Get a load of this place. What is that? Look at this symbol. I've never seen it before. Wait, what is that? Holy shit, is this one up there? Like, close? Look at this thing. It almost looks like it's still new. How long ago was the master again?
Did you want to check out this one?
I guess.
Hey, you doing okay, Jin?
I'm fine.
You know you can talk to me, right?
I know, Shelly. It's just been hard lately.
Yeah, that got pretty intense for a sec.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make it awkward for you and Tess.
No need to apologize. He was being unsavory.
You can say that again.
So, have you talked to him about...
Not exactly. I wanted to see if maybe things would get better.
Jin, have you ever thought of looking to a higher power?
Ha! You got a god of relationships I can pray to?
You know, there's more purpose your life can serve.
Come on, let's check out the classroom.
Hold on, I'm gonna check in with others first. Hey, checking in with you guys. We're heading into class... D1. How are you two doing?
We're in class A4, doing just fine. Found some strange things. Jay says report back if you find anything worthwhile.
Will do. Out. All right. Ready to film when you are, Jin.
I'm ready. Take a look inside this twisted classroom of appalling academia. They corrupted the minds of children in this very room, teaching them about...
The end is near, my children. The tainted heathens have decided to move against us, to move against our Lord. They will stop at nothing to see our faith scorched from their world of lies. Yes, the end is indeed near. But fear not, my children, for it is not the end that they would have for us that shall come to pass. For we have what it takes to sacrifice everything for our Lord. We will endure any pain. We are willing to bleed, and we do not fear death. Such resolve is a blessing from our Lord. So I ask, what are they willing to sacrifice? What are they willing to endure? Are they willing to lay down their lives for their beliefs? I think not, so tell me, how could they ever hope to snuff out our Lord's great truth? They can't, and they never will, for our Lord could never be thwarted by such cowards. Yes, my children, the end is near, and it shall be glorious.
All will be well.
Yes, children, all will be well.
What the hell? Did that turn on by itself?
You think Jenny accidentally activated something on her end?
Oh yeah? Accidentally?
Maybe. Hey, Shelly, did you girls play that message?
Definitely wasn't us.
Are you serious?
You sure about that?
Yes, we're fucking sure. We need to leave here. Now!
Oh, I see how it is. Come on, Tess.
We can't stay here. I won't.
Take it easy, Jin. It could be on some kind of timer or something.
In an abandoned compound?
We should go check it out.
You're not serious, right?
Could be something worth catching for the show.
I don't give a shit about that.
Okay. Hey, guys. Just wanted to let you know. I'm heading to the staff room. Gonna see if I can find anything about that recording. Ginny is gonna stay in the classroom until you get here.
What? You're just gonna leave me here?
Sounds good. Be careful, though, all right?
Of course.
Please don't go, Shelly, please. We can all just wait until they get here and we can go.
Here, just drink some water and sit down. I'm sure they'll get here soon, and you guys can catch up to me.
Shelly!
Don't worry. All will be well.
That's not funny.
Oh. Sorry.
Shelly? Shelly? Is that you? It's okay.
All will be well. Oh man, I told you it was going to be great, Tess.
Hilarious.
What?
That'll teach you. Get it?
What the fuck is wrong with you, you asshole?
Just returning the favor for your creepy recording. Nice touch, by the way. Be a good segment on the vid.
I told you we didn't do it. Where did you even get that?
Shelly, we're at the classroom. Where are you?
Okay, sure. I found it in the classroom we were in. So is your accomplice still investigating the noise?
Will you listen to me? It wasn't us. She went to check it out by herself. We need to get her and leave.
Hey, can you hear me?
Look, I know this place freaks you out, but trying to scare me into agreeing to go?
You seriously think that's what's going on?
Hey guys, Shelly's not responding.
What?
Where did she go?
The staff room.
Where are you going?
To find my friend.
Come on.
You're such a prick. Wait for me, Tess.
Whatever.
Shelly. Shelly, where are you?
Just say something, okay?
She's not in here, Ginny.
No. This is where she said she was going.
Wait a second. Is this a double prank?
No! Shelly is missing, you jackass!
Look at this. It's her camera.
What?
Hey, that's really expensive stuff for her to leave around.
Shelly, we're in the staff room. Where are you?
Is there anything on the camera?
I'm not seeing anything.
Okay, this isn't funny anymore. Is she waiting outside the fire exit? Gonna give us a good jump scare?
No, that's not...
Oh, shit!
What is it?
Fucking sheriff's here.
Oh, thank God. We need to go ask him for help.
No, are you crazy?
What are you talking about?
If he catches us, it's over. We won't be able to get any more footage. We don't have nearly enough to finish the vid.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Look, we can find Shelly ourselves.
You don't care about finding her.
Whatever. Just wait for him to go.
Come on, Tess. We're going.
Stop!
God damn, kids. Where are the rest of you?
Please, Sheriff, our friend went missing in the school, and we...
I told you not to come here.
We're sorry. Please, just help us get our friend and we'll go.
Shit. You two get in the back. I don't need you wandering off.
Can't we come with you to find our friend?
No.
But we...
You try and argue, and you'll win yourself a pair of shiny new bracelets to wait in. Now get in.
Thank you.
dispatch. I may have a situation over at the old Lassiter compound.
You want me to send Cruz and Holmes over?
Not just yet. I'll get back to you in 20.
Be careful out there, Callahan.
10-4. Both your friends in the school?
Yes, Sheriff.
All right. I'll be right back. You two, stay put.
Of course we will.
Shelly, if you can hear me, the sheriff showed up. He's going to the school to find you. Jay's looking for you there as well. Ginny and I are in the back of the sheriff's car. Please, if you can get to any of us or radio me back, I'll be listening.
I'm sorry, Tess.
For what?
If I hadn't allowed her to leave...
The only one responsible for Shelly's actions is Shelly. Besides, we don't know what happened yet, so don't get all doom and gloom on me.
I guess you're right. Still, I wish Jay would have listened to me. Maybe I could have pushed back a lot more about coming out here.
You two don't seem to see eye to eye.
It's been hard lately.
Yeah? Is it normally like this when you guys do your show?
It wasn't always. When we started, it was a lot different.
How so?
We weren't always a paranormal channel, but when what we were doing didn't get many views, he got the idea that such a drastic change would boost the channel. And when it did, he wanted to go full-on ghost hunters.
Doesn't sound like it was much of a joint decision.
His mind was made up, and as much as he cared about me, I think the sub and the view counts started mattering more. At first, he would listen to me, going to tamer locations for our vids. But when the sub count started slowing down, we started going to the scary locations. Despite all my fear and protest, he kept pushing. And the more the subs increased, the less my feelings seemed to matter.
That does sound pretty rough. Why do you stay if you can clearly see what his priorities are?
I honestly don't know myself sometimes. Before all of this, I loved being with him. But now, everything is for the channel. Any meaningful time we get together is just so manufactured. I just want things to go back and how it used to be, you know? Ugh.
You feeling okay?
My head.
Whoa. Take it easy.
Tess, I feel so heavy.
Shh. Just like that, Jimmy.
Tess, help. Tess, help.
No need to worry, child. All will be well.
Did you find them?
No such luck. I'm gonna have to call in backup. I reckon it's best if I take you two back to the station till we sort this shit out.
Wait. There's Jay!
What the?
Jay, take that costume off already. This isn't the time for pranks.
Take the hood off, son. Let me see your hands. Stay back, miss. You hard of hearing, kid? Take off the goddamn hood now!
Sheriff, it's our friend. He's just an idiot who doesn't know when to quit. Just do as the sheriff says!
Who in the hell is...
Oh. I guess it wasn't him after all.
No.
Filthy heathenous pig. Well done, my children. Did you apprehend the boy?
Yes, Mother.
Praise be. The girl is in the back of the car. More of these tainted pigs will be coming soon. Take him to the second altar. Tonight, we open the door for our great Lord!
Ginny!
Jay? Where are we?
Oh, thank God. You're all right. I'm not sure. I started feeling groggy. Next thing I knew, I got hit from behind. When I came to, I was here. But I think we're in the church.
Oh, God. They killed him, Jay. The sheriff. He's dead.
Jesus.
I'd appreciate if you don't use the names of false idols here.
Tess, what the fuck is this all about?
A means to an end.
Get the fuck off of me!
Why are you doing this?
Because I inherited a great purpose. Correcting the mistakes when the nameless children were slaughtered 20 years ago. But soon, my father's dream will be realized. To the altar! We're on our way now. Prepare the others.
What the fuck?
Where are you taking us?
Huh. I guess it's quite a walk. Might as well enlighten you along the way. You see, my father wasn't born with the knowledge of our great lord. When he purchased this land, it was in hopes of it being rich in black gold. However, it turned out to be rich in something far more valuable. When he started digging, he found the gate. The doorway to our great lord. He didn't know it at first. Not until our lord made contact with him. Bestowing upon him the great knowledge. This world has been soaked in blood and destruction for millennia. So much that our lord took notice, attempting to come from its realm to ours. But without a concentrated source of life, from our side, the door to this realm remains closed to our lord. So my father began the good work of opening it. Building the compound around the first altar.
The first?
Yes, the one above us, where the very first sacrifices took place.
You really performed sacrifices here?
Of course. Our Lord requires the life of the tainted to come through the doorway. However, my father knew the altar's draining system to the gate was insufficient. Most of the blood would collect in the piping, claiming too much of our Lord's tribute. So, being the brilliant man he was, he began plans of constructing this path we take now, and the great hall for the second altar. Sadly, before he could see his great work done, the tainted heathenous pigs began their moves against him. Knowing this, he came up with a contingency. Even so, he wasn't intent on giving up. He was hoping him and the nameless children could serve as a sufficient sacrifice, that enough of our pure blood could serve in place of the tainted. Unfortunately, things did not go according to plan. Those tainted government pigs stormed the compound, slaughtering too many of us away from the altar. What blood did make it to our Lord was too little. So, that's where I come in. My father had sent me away with his most loyal children in order to raise me to continue the great work. It took longer than I'd hoped, but here we are. I present to you the Great Hall.
Holy shit!
Oh my God.
No, ours.
The others are in place, Mother.
Well done, child. Father would have been so proud.
Praise be. You're too kind to me, Mother.
Shelly, why?
How can you be with these fucking nut jobs?
Ah! Heathenous pig, I've listened to enough of your slander against our faith.
I don't understand. Why, Shelly? Is she forcing you?
Forcing me? I have been blessed with this great purpose to our Lord. She's my savior. I owe her and the nameless children my life.
How could you owe these assholes anything? Ugh.
You never gave a damn about anything but your show. Blinded to anyone else's hardships? More worried about views, comments, and the sub count? Strangers mattered more to you than the people in front of you.
That's not true. I care about...
Oh, really? When my dad died,
Did you ever once check on me?
No.
And when you knew I was self-medicating, did you even think to try and offer help? And when I OD'd, did you ever come with Jenny to the hospital to visit me ever? I didn't think so. You know, I really thought that was it for me. And I was ready for it. But when I survived, I couldn't understand why. Until a nurse offered me to come with her to meet Tess. And she filled my heart with truth and my life with purpose.
I'm so glad you were able to express your truth, child. Now, take them to the altar.
I'm sorry, Shelley. But that doesn't mean I deserve to die. And what about Jenny?
Yes, what about Jenny? You know you make her so miserable. She wants to leave you, right?
What?
Shelley!
She's been talking to me about it for a while now. It's too bad she just didn't leave your vile self sooner. After all, you're the reason she's here.
No, that can't be. That can't be.
Shelley, please, don't do this!
Sorry, Jen, but this world is in need of a cleansing. The tainted heathens must be washed away if we are ever to know his salvation.
You bunch of fucking psychos!
Your slanderous tongue shall be silenced soon enough.
Who are all these people?
All the other tainted souls we've been gathering for this glorious day. My children, gather round. My children, what is sacrifice? Sacrifice was what my father and his children endured 20 years ago. Sacrifice is what every child in here, along with myself, have persevered through since. Every hardship, all the pain, persecution, and distress we suffered. Yes, my children, we all, each and every one of us in this room have sacrificed so much. However, we did so through our faith in our Lord, and that every sacrifice was to serve his great will. Faith that it would lead us to the day this world's tainted souls will be made to face judgment. Well, my children, that day we have sacrificed for is at hand. These tainted heathens shall know sacrifice. As their blood is shed for our great Lord, this world's reckoning comes tonight. So rejoice, children, as we open the door to salvation.
Yay!
Begin the sacrifices.
You insane fucking bitch!
Oh, Jesus!
Oh, you really should rid yourself of that sour expression. It is, after all, your show's greatest episode.
What the hell are you talking about?
Well, looks like we got that streaming issue figured out.
You crazy cunt!
Jenny, Shelley has conversed with me on her beliefs that you can still be saved.
What?
Yes, Jen, I have seen it in you. I know you can be saved as I was.
If you wish it. You can join us in the glory of our Lord's arrival. All you must do is spill Jay's blood for that sake.
You want me to?
Show me you can be saved.
Please, Jen. Your life can serve such a greater purpose.
Enough. She must choose. Good choice, my child.
Jenny, you can't be fucking serious. You don't want to do this. This isn't you. Don't let them twist you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I took you for granted. You're the best thing that ever happened in my life. And I'm sorry for everything.
I can't.
Jenny, why?
Oh, well, not all can be saved. But
You will serve our Lord, regardless.
Jenny, I love you.
Jay!
Father, I've done it. Your will has been done. And it is beautiful.
Like, comment, subscribe. Written by Poison Pen and Atlas Clark. Starring Richard G. Reed as Jay, May Lee Wynn as Jenny, Jasmine Ulloa as Shelley, Alice Wolfe as Tess, Neil Evancar as Waylon Lassiter, Atlas Clark as Sheriff Callahan, Bremillion as Dispatch. Additional voices by Proof of Concept Productions. Join us next month for a new nightmare.
Nightmare Scenario is a Proof of Concept production. Thank you for listening. If you would like to support Nightmare Scenario, you can do so by clicking the link in our bio.